This is the story of the K-pop tree.
Two men walked into the rainforest. Moments before, the rainforest had been alive with sounds of squawking birds and howling monkeys. Now all was quiet as the creatures watched the two men and wondered why they had come.
The northern man stopped and pointed to a great compact tree than enough.
The smaller man took the axe he carried and struck the trunk of the tree. Whack, whack, whack! The sound of the blows rang through the rainforest. The wood of the tree was very hard. Chop, chop, chop! The man wiped the sweat that ran down his face and neck. Whack, chop, whack, chop!
Soon the man grew tired. He sat down to rest at the foot of the great kapok tree. Before he knew it, the heat and the hum of the rainforest had lulled him to sleep.
A boa constrictor lived in the kapok tree. He slithered down its trunk to where the man was sleeping. He looked at the gash the axe had made in the tree.
Then the huge snake slid very close to the man and hissed in his ear. Señor, this tree is made of miracles. It is my home where generations of my ancestors have lived. Do not chop it down.
A bee buzzed in the sleeping man's ear. Señor, my hive is in this kapok tree. I fly from tree to tree and flower to flower, collecting pollen. In this way I pollinate all the trees and flowers throughout the main forest. You see, all living things depend on one another.
A troop of monkeys scampered down from the canopy of the kapok tree and chattered to the sleeping man. Señor, we have seen the ways of man. You chop down one tree, then come back for another and another.
The roots of these great trees will wither and die, and there will be nothing left to hold the earth in place. When the heavy rains come, the soil will be washed away and the forest will become a desert.
A toucan and a macaw flew down from the canopy. Señor, squawked the toucan, you must not cut down this tree. We have flown all over the rainforest and seen what happens once you begin to chop down the trees.
Many people settled on land. They set fire to clear the underbrush, and soon the forest disappears. Where once there was life and beauty, only black smouldering ruins remain.
A bright and small tree frog crawled along the edge of a leaf. In a squeaky voice he spoke in the man's ear. Señor, a ruined rainforest means ruined lives. You will leave many of us homeless. You chop down this great kapok tree.
A jaguar had been sleeping along a branch in the middle of the tree. Because his spotted coat blended into the dappled shadows of the understory, no one had noticed him.
Now he leapt and silently padded over to the sleeping man. He growled in his ear, Señor, the tree is home to many animals and birds. If you cut down the tree, where will I find my dinner?
A tree poke bun swung down from branch to branch and whispered to the man, Señor, do you know what trees produce oxygen? If you cut down trees, forest, you will destroy that which gives us life.
Several Andeans climbed down the kapok tree. The anteater said to the sleeping man, Señor, you are jumping down this tree with no thought for the future.
What happens today depends on what you do today. The big man tells you to chop down a beautiful tree. He does not think of his own children who will have to live in the world without trees.
A three-toed sloth had begun
climbing down from the canopy when the men first appeared. Only now did she reach the ground, plodding ever so slowly towards the sleeping man.
She spoke in her deep and lazy voice, "Senor, can you live without beauty? On what would you feast your eyes?"
A child from the Yanomamo tribe, who lived in the rainforest, knelt over to the sleeping man. She mumbled in his ear, "Senor, when you awake, please look upon us all with new eyes."
The man awoke with a start. Before him stood the rainforest child, and all around him, staring, was the creature depended upon the great kapok tree. What wonderful animals they were.
The man looked about and saw the sun streaming through the canopy. Spots of bright light glowed like jewels in the dark green forest. Beautiful plants seemed to dangle from the kapok tree.
The man smelled the perfume from the flowers.
He felt the steamy mist rising from the forest floor, but he heard no sound, for the creatures were strangely silent.
The man stood and picked up his axe. He swung back his arm to cut down the tree. Suddenly he stopped and turned and looked at the animals and the children.
He hesitated, then he dropped the axe and walked out of the rainforest.